God instructs Noah that the end is coming, and he gives great details as to what to do. This has never been done. He didn't have a blueprint. God gave it to him. We, you and I, have the privilege of the Bible. I pray that you have the Word of God. I pray that you study it, that you meditate on it, that you memorize it, and that you're looking at it today. We also have the Holy Spirit of God with us today. And He is here. Amen. This ship, this ark that God ordained and gave the very details, was well balanced. Studies and engineers have looked at this, that it would not break nor turn over. The technology of it still today amazes people. Just the sheer awesomeness of it. You should investigate it more. Look at it. And sometimes we hear people say, "Oh, I'm too old to teach that," or "I'm too old to do this," or "I'm too old to do that." Well, Noah was 500 years old when he built the ark. How old you? Just saying. He had three sons, and he probably contracted out workers. But in all the things, there was one boss, God. In all the things that we do at Roan Creek Baptist Church, every asset, everything that we do here, we have one person that receives the glory, the honor, and that we strive to do exactly as He wants us to do, and that's God Almighty. As I told the kids a minute ago, man and engineers designed the Titanic. You ever seen pictures or witnesses of that? God designed the ark. Who has the better design? God does. You're right. The important detail we want to look at is the door. God gave Noah His promise of salvation. God offers that to you and I as well. And God is pouring out His Holy Spirit that you're seeing people come to know Christ, not just at Roan Creek, but other churches across our state is getting saved and on the road to discipleship. Praise be to God. May there be more. May He continue to pour out His Holy Spirit. Verse 22 of chapter 6 tells us all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both fowl, cattle, beasts, and every creeping thing on the earth, and every man. Noah got in the boat because he trusted God. Noah trusted God. I believe I read that wrong. I believe it's chapter 6, verse 22. Thus did Noah according to all God commanded him. That's pretty important. He did all God commanded him. You see, he didn't listen to others' opinions. Sometimes we get in trouble when we do that, huh? Well, what do you think about this? Or what do you think? Or what did so-and-so say? Or what did so-and-so? When it comes down to it, folks, only God has the authority and knows all plans He has for each of us individually. So God is the one that we should listen to, trust, and obey. Amen? Amen means you agree. Noah did all according to God's command. So should we. And so, if you would, turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2. Get you to turn in your Bibles. That is the infallible and inerrant Word of God that we can trust. 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 5. "And spared not the old world, but saved Noah and the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, commended them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly." This is an example for you and I to not live ungodly, and this is the warning that is giving us as well. Verse 7, "And delivered just Lot, vexed with filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelleth among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed the righteousness soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment, to be," what? "Punished." The true and righteous judgment. So you can just make the choice and decision for destruction or the way of deliverance. That's the door. Choose to come in the door for deliverance. He's provided the way, the truth, and the life, that no man comes into the Father except through Jesus Christ. Come through the door and be delivered. Or choose the door of the worldly, the ungodly, which is destruction. Noah preached with compassion to the people to turn from their sinful ways and to turn back to God. We're still doing that today. Repent means turn from sin and turn to God, to allow Him to be the one that's in control of your life. These people that heard him preach, they laughed at him, they mocked him, they ridiculed him. They made fun of him day in and day out. Happening today even more so. But there is a judgment day coming. Choice is up to you. God has provided the door through Jesus Christ. Turn, if you would, to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, starting at verse 36. "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Choice is up to you. Chapter 7 of Genesis. May the Holy Spirit of God begin to just work on our hearts as we listen to God's word in verse 1. "And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou all and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." Come. Come into the ark. Come into the promise of salvation from God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice that the Lord did not say to Noah, "Go into the ark." He didn't say, "Go get in the ark." You see what he said there? Very important. Very important. Come. Come into the ark. Does that mean he is in there with him? Absolutely. Come into the ark. Plainly implies that God was himself in the ark, waiting to receive Noah and his family. Is God preparing a place for you that where he is, there you may be also? I pray he is. I pray that you're listening to God today. In verses 16 and verse 17 of Genesis chapter 7. And they that went in male and female of flesh, as God had commanded them, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up upon the earth. This is a worldwide flood. It says, enter in, repent, and trust God. Everything had been accomplished. Everything was ready. Everybody had had the opportunity to hear how to get saved. Noah, or anyone, could not shut the door. The door was shut by the Lord. The people heard, but they didn't believe. They had many chances, but they didn't believe. God kept the door open until the last moment, as I believe he is now, that the last person gets saved, the last person follows him in baptism. Then he says, it's done. It's finished. Go get your children. I don't know the hour or the time. God does. I just want you to be ready. I'm ready. I practice every now and then. God wants you to be ready. But once that time come, the door shut. Salvation is from the Lord. The Lord God opens the door. If you would, turn to John chapter 10. I know I'm making you use your Bible this morning. Praise God. John chapter 10. We're going to look at verse 9 of John chapter 10. This is Jesus speaking. It's red letters in my Bible, but it's Jesus speaking. I am the door. Pretty self-explanatory, huh? I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be what? Saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Praise be to God for his wonderful grace and mercy. Jesus Christ has the authority to open the door. Amen. Revelation chapter 3. I love the Word of God. I pray you go fondly in love with it as well. Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. In John chapter 14, actually. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is saying he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and nobody comes to the Father except him. I cannot fathom being on the inside of that ark, that the Lord just shut that door, knowing that he's the one that shut it, knowing that he's the only one that can open it back, and hearing the screams and the yells and the cursing of people on the outside scratching on the boat, drowning. I cannot fathom the sounds that Noah and his family heard as they were safely in the ark. Folks, Christians, followers of Christ, we have the opportunity of sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The door has not been shut yet, it's still open. All who will come and trust and obey in Christ, all those that will come and confess him and believe in their heart, shall be saved. We still have the opportunity to go and to tell. You cannot produce righteousness, nor anyone else. You cannot provide a way of salvation. Only Jesus Christ can. All of us have a large problem. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God, which separates us from a holy and just God. But God loves you so much, he's crazy in love with you, that he wants to provide a way for you to receive the forgiveness and receive the promise of life, life abundantly, that you can live with him forever. But when you make that decision, he comes and lives within you then, so that you have the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of you to live the life that he designed and planned just for you. The cross displays that love that God has for you, that you can be forgiven and be in a right relationship with God. Jesus Christ took your deserving punishment. He died on the cross and he rose from the grave. Have you asked forgiveness? Have you repented and placed your faith and trust in Christ? When we say the word Lord, as I share with the children, that means that God is in control of your life. You're in a personal relationship with God and you're daily walking with him, reading his word and talking to him and listening to him, trusting him and obeying. I'm telling you, the Lord is pouring out his Holy Spirit on many today. Many are entering in. You're seeing the works of the Holy Spirit of God moving in among us. Engage, connect with him, because he is the way. He is the truth. There is no other way. And there's a lot more people that's on the outside the doors that needs to enter in. And he's saying today, come to me. Jesus says, come to him. What are you going to do with what the Holy Spirit of God has spoken to you about this very day? Maybe you've been playing religion. Maybe you're still on the outside the door. You've not entered in. Maybe you've not confessed Him, believed in Him, and made Him Lord of your life. Today, the Holy Spirit drawing you to that. Many are doing that. Maybe you have done that, and you could not remember a time that you were baptized, and you want to follow up in baptism. You want to follow Him because you have trusted Christ as your Lord. You've confessed Him, and you need to follow up in baptism in obedience to Him. Maybe here you've been a Christian, follower of Christ, and you've been baptized, and some along the path you have circumstances and situations in life and choices in life has drawn you far away from God. And today, the Holy Spirit of God is saying to you, it's time. It's time for you to return to Me and let Me have the controls of your life once again, that you begin to follow Me and be obedient. For I have the plans for you. I know what the past has been, but right now, I have plans for you for the future. But you've got to repent. You've got to turn from your wicked ways and ungodly ways, and you've got to turn to Me. Maybe you've done all that and you've been walking with God. And you say, man, God's at work at Run Creek Baptist Church, and you want to be a member of what God's doing here. And you want to join what's going on. You can do that. Some of his hearts may be troubled this morning. And he just simply want to come and pray at the altar. This altar is open for you to pray. Be obedient to God. Talk to Him. He wants to talk to you. Do you want to talk to Him? Father in heaven, thank You for Your presence here this morning. We thank You for the celebration of baptism, new lives in Christ. Father, we thank You that You have gathered us here at this moment, at this time, to do a work in our lives. And I pray that, God, that You will just pour out Your Holy Spirit. Pour out Your love, that it's so much more powerful than Satan trying to tell people, maybe do that later. What would other people think? To diffuse that, God, and just let them know how much You love them and You want to talk to them. You want them to make decisions for You, to trust You and follow You. I just pray that You bind all that negativity up. Bind Satan. Put a hedge right now, God, upon the hearts of people here now, that their focus